5, which is an application for rezoning at 1010 Logan Avenue, under file DAZ 236 of 2007, from the M3 Industrial District to the M2 Industrial District. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the development procedures, by law, will also be considering an application for variance for 1010 Logan Avenue, under file DAB 157852 and 162370 and 165038-2017.
So items 5, 6, 7, and 8, the line hearings will be dealt with.
We have one person.
Okay, are you the applicant? Would you state your name and address for the record?
Ron Heron, Unit 15, 555 Furlow Street.
Thank you. You can proceed. There's no one in opposition.
Give us the conditions that you got a problem with.
The condition that I have is recommended condition of approval number 2, a 10% dedication to be made.
Now, where are we?
Well, it's page 3.
No, page 6. Four different reports.
Oh, sorry. This is the first zoning one. Variance. 236-207.
We need that, Ron, for to develop with the parts of the board. Parks and all that. So.
It's being rezoned from M3 to M2?
Correct.
Why would you get 10% of...
The dedication is about $2,200, something like that. And the reason is because there's a broader range of uses under M2 than M3. That's what our assessment department came back with.
But
just as a point, it just seems to me that this property is surrounded by M3 properties. Anyone who is land banking for heavy industrial use would find this piece of property much less valuable. And M3 zoning disappears under the new zoning. So this land is very valuable, and I'm taking it down to M2. I think, if anything, well, maybe we could institute a reverse dedication for my big-heartedness.
Chairman, I have great sympathy with him on this one because he's getting a downzoning. He's putting a, it's been there. The use is the Wheelies.
Yes.
It's been there. He's been operating it. Why all of a sudden?
Well, without an occupancy permit since October.
Yeah. Before that, it was in my ward and it's been there for 25 years, giving great birthday parties for kids and never causing a problem.
The idea behind the rezoning, which Mr. Heron concurred with the city, is that by rezoning the property from M3 to M2, then the two businesses that are in there, which are currently, they don't have valid occupancy permits, one is Wheelies and one is Geno Sales, this would make both of those uses legal.
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 Yeah.
I'm just thinking of how much rent you get for Wheelies.
Not enough
to pay this off. But anyway, go ahead. It's your deal, Mike.
I just had a question.
And what was your other? You had something else you told
nothing,
me?
Nothing further on this one.
But you had something about a sign?
Yeah, the other three
under the variance
are signage, that you're not allowed to have any types of signage. I don't know how you can run a business without signage. The city has rules and regulations about what signage you can have, how big it can be, how often it can flash, how long it can be there. These poor people don't even get to have signage. At least you can put them on an even footing with the rest of the city.
Well, I spoke with Mr. Heron about this. The idea behind the condition was not to ban signage, but just mobile signs. But we don't have an objection to those conditions being removed.
Okay.
Which condition?
On the variance?
Mobile sign. Number two, condition number two.
Remove that altogether? Or just the mobile signs?
Oh, two.
Remove the condition.
Put it on mobile.
Just take off number two.
Okay.
Take out the condition.
Take off number two. That condition is. Take the entire condition.
And it's number one, actually, on DAB 07.
Can you read the condition out there?
It's on number two on two of the variances, and it's number one on one of the variances. I'm sure you'll find it.
Item number 8, so condition number 1, and on items number 6 and 7,
yeah.
It's item number 2.
Yeah. Okay.
Delete them all.
Those ones about the mobile poster balloon
flashing
bunting. Okay.
Bunting and A-frame signs.
We just redid the bylaw.
Yeah.
But it will have to commit, have to do, live by the bylaw. Same rules as everybody else.
That's the argument he's making, and we agree with them.
Okay.
Okay. That's it.
Okay.
You have issue.
Okay, Counselor Pectakin.
Okay, move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
Aye. All in favor, country carried.
Move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor, country carried.
Move that the record.